Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What a day. Praise God. A beautiful day. Praise God. Amen. Mr. Rogers used to say, amen, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Glory to God. Amen. But we praise the Lord today. Amen. Every day. Praise God. Amen. It's a good day because it's the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Amen. We're just so grateful. Glory to God. Amen. To be back with you. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Want you to know. Praise God. Amen. We are still saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I got a mind to run on. Praise God. Amen. Just while we were sitting here waiting. Praise God. Amen. A little song dropped in my heart. Amen. The songs that I have decided. Amen. To follow Jesus. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. Though some go before me. Glory to God. But I decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I'm going with them all the way. What about you? Glory to God. Amen. Even though, praise God, amen, so much is going on. Praise God. Amen. The hurricane, praise God. Amen. Afghanistan. Amen. And amen. So much is going on. Praise God. Amen. The virus. Amen. But I yet, praise God, decided, amen, to follow Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I want to say that we're so grateful to have you with us tonight. Amen. On the PNN Prayer News Network tonight. Glory to God. Amen. What great things, awesome. Amen. Things has been, amen, yet going on. Praise God. Amen. I think we in, amen, 509. Amen. Somebody help me. Amen. I'm thinking it's 509 or 8. I may be ahead of myself. Praise God. But my Lord Jesus, amen. We ought to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody said, ain't God good? Amen. He is a good God. Glory to God. Amen. And we praise the Lord. Amen. Day. Amen. Amen. 510. Amen. We on day 510. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. My Lord. Glory to God. Amen. That's a jubilee. That's a celebration. Glory to God. Amen. To just come, praise God. Amen. And just lift up the name of Jesus. By that time, amen, somebody been not got tired. But I tell you, amen, I have not got tired yet. Glory to God. Amen. Always look forward, amen, to coming on PNN. Praise God. Amen. To hear the good news. Amen. And we thank the Lord, amen, for the host. Amen. The visionary. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The one that, amen, amen, took heed, praise God, and answered the call. Amen. To the PNN. Glory to God. Amen. The song said, amen. Lord, amen. I'll go. If nobody don't go, I'll go. Praise God. Amen. And that's Evangelist Bradley. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Let's just put our hands together. Amen. And just shout out, praise the Lord. For Evangelist Bradley, glory to God, amen. A woman that can, will, and do what thus says the Lord, amen. And we praise the Lord tonight for her, praise God, amen. Because if it had not be for PNN, glory to God, amen. Glory to God, amen. We wouldn't know, praise God, Evangelist Bradley, amen. So we thank the Lord for Evangelist Bradley. We thank the Lord for PNN, praise God, amen. Because it is, amen, help to a lot of people, amen, because it goes abroad, amen, and we're just grateful today. Yes, this is Monday, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, August the 30th, amen, glory to God, amen, and the Lord saw fit, praise God, amen, to let us see another day that we have never seen before, amen, and we honor him today for his goodness, his kindness, his mercy, his love, his compassion. Glory to God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight. Amen. For you, 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 and yes, you. Amen. To our first-time listeners. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We are so grateful to have you with us tonight. Praise God. Amen. And to all of our international listeners, praise God. We want you to know that we praise the Lord for you. Glory to God, as far as our voice can be heard. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise the Lord for you. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. Our listeners, amen, even on the blog talk. Amen. The blog talk, praise God. Those that are listening, praise God, in Canada. Amen. Canada, Bermuda. Glory to God. Brazil, China. Hallelujah. Tetolia, Nassau. Nigeria, South Africa. Glory to God. Amen. All over. Amen. Most of the majority of the USA. Amen. We praise the Lord for you because that's what it's about. Amen. Getting the word out. Glory to God. To someone. Amen. That's not able. Glory to God. Amen. To either go out of the house or just not well enough. Don't know what the condition is. Praise God. Amen. But thank God. Amen. The word is going out. Praise God. And we just pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That we just know that the word is helping. Praise God. It's healing. It's delivering. It's lifting up bowed down heads. It's putting smiles on faces. Amen. Glory to God. The word. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the prayer. Praise God. Amen. Encouraging people to know. Praise God. I believe I can go another day. Glory to God. Amen. And just know that Jesus, amen, will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. In a time like this, glory to God, in a time like these, we need a Savior. Glory to God. In times like these, we need an anchor. Glory to God. But make sure, be very sure that your anchor holds and grip that solid rock. Amen. And that rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Glory to God. He's the only one that we can call on. Glory to God. Can trust. Amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Glory to God. Amen. He's there all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord for you. Praise God. Amen. I ask you to, amen, to just, amen, just call your neighbor. Call your friend. Amen. Call your enemy. Glory to God, amen, these days and time, amen, hallelujah, we can't walk around with no grudges, amen, glory to God, amen, we must love, we got to love, amen, if we want to see Jesus, praise God, amen, we must love, hallelujah, amen, we must love, amen, because Christ first loved us, amen, glory to God, amen, so call them, hallelujah, amen, let them know, praise God. Amen, glory to God. I love you. I appreciate you. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God. Those things that we was upset about, girl, amen, man, let's drop that. Amen, let's make up, praise God, and become, amen, glory to God, amen, friends. Hallelujah, amen, make the devil out of a liar. Glory to God, amen, we must love, amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, amen, I should too. Again, praise God. Amen. Text someone to let them know that PNN is on. Amen. On the air tonight. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord for it. Amen. And I also want you to know, praise God, amen, that even at the end of the service, amen, we'll give you phone numbers where you can, amen, get a copy of the service. Amen. But I also want you to know, praise God, amen, if you can't get in, praise God, and feel like you got the wrong number, praise God, amen, just dial, praise God, 339-209-6891. That number is 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It'll get you in. Amen. Glory to God, because we don't want nobody to be left out. Praise God. Amen. We don't want nobody to be left out on this train. This train is moving. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord tonight, praise God. I also want you to know, praise God, amen, that tonight, praise God, amen, is, as I say, Monday night, praise God, glory to God, amen, the Lord brought us all the way from yesterday to today, glory to God, amen, suffer no hurt, harm, or danger, God, we thank him for the blood covering, hallelujah, amen, thank him for his blood covering, amen, I want you to know, praise God, not only being it, amen, is a prayer, praise God, Prayer News Network, praise God, amen. But it's also, amen, revives, it restores, it renews. Glory to God, amen. And souls have been saved, praise God, amen. Glory to God, 23 people, amen, been saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. We praying for more to come. Glory to God. Amen. To come. Amen. It restores. It delivers. Glory to God. Whatever, praise God, you need. Amen. Will you come on being in? Praise God. Expect it. Glory to God. Amen. Expect it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We always say, amen, you will not leave, amen, this place the same way you came. Amen. You're going to get something. Glory to God. You're going to get a word. You're going to get prayer. Glory to God. You're going to get happy. Praise God. You're going to put your hands together. Amen. And they're just going to make you come back. Amen. Amen. The next night. Praise God. Amen. Because there's more. Amen. More of it. More of the word. More of Jesus. Amen. Is what we need. Amen. More of him is what we need. Amen. We make it get enough. Amen. Of natural food. Amen. But glory to God, we cannot get enough. Amen. Of spiritual food. Praise God. Amen. So I want you to praise God to know, amen, that you're among families and friends tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody said, make yourself at home. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Get in your recliner. Praise God. Your couch. Just get comfortable. Praise God. Amen. Because we're going higher and higher. Amen. In the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Higher in the Lord tonight. Praise God. Went last night. But we're going again tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, amen, that we always like, amen, to acknowledge, amen, the late apostles. Glory to God. Amen. Those that have gone on, paved the way. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing like having good leaders. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. But we would like to acknowledge, praise God, amen, the late Apostle S.D. James, glory to God, Senior, praise God, Apostle, amen, Samuel Hudgens, praise God, amen, and the presiding bishop, K.A. Tina, praise God, amen, and Apostle D.G. Taylor, praise God, and also, praise God, your leader, praise God, amen, on tonight, amen. Acknowledge all the leaders that are on the line tonight, praise the Lord. You know, we thank you, praise God, and to all of our advisors, God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And to all of the listeners, we praise the Lord for you. We are grateful, amen, that you chose this place, amen, to be with us. Amen. To be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know, praise God, amen, as we get ready to, amen, to sanctify the line. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Nothing.
The recording has started.
To praise God, we lift it up. Amen, amen. Those that's in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, glory to God, amen. And as that storm began to move on up, glory to God, amen, to other parts, hallelujah, my prayer that it weakens, praise God, down to a one. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, but we yet praise the Lord for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah, his grace and his mercy. Amen. And we must realize to know, amen, we are in the book of Revelation, to where the Lord is revealing himself every day. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I pray is, amen, for us, for you, amen, everyone, amen, that we be ready. Glory to God. Amen. Be ready when Jesus comes. Amen. I want to see his face in peace. Amen. I want to see his face in peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. How can we do that? Amen. You must be born again. Glory to God, of the water and of the spirit. Amen. You must be born again. Amen. Repent of your sins. I know this is not out to call. Amen. But we letting you know, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have no program to go by. Glory to God. Amen. 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 We just want you to know, glory to God. Be ready, praise God. Amen. We all must be ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't know about you. Amen. But I'm standing in the need. Amen. Of prayer. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to ask you, amen, whatever you're doing, praise God. Amen. Amen. If you could just take the time with us. Amen. And let's, amen, brace the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. get someone on your mind, amen, and get something on your mind, praise God, that you've been praying for, amen, and been asking the Lord for. Glory to God, amen. I'm going to call him, you call him. Glory to God, amen, and we're just going to take it to him. Praise God, amen. One thing about Jesus, amen, he don't get it confused. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, he's not hard of hearing. Glory to God, he don't have Alzheimer's. Amen, he don't get our prayers mixed up. Glory to God, amen. He knows his children. Amen, glory to God, and he knows his name. Hallelujah, amen. So we're just going to go, amen, and petition him, praise God, amen, and give it to him tonight, glory to God. Whatever it may be, hallelujah, whatever it may be, there's not a problem too big. There's not a problem too small. Amen, glory to God, amen, amen, that Jesus cannot handle. Hallelujah, amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come to say thank you. Thank you again, Lord, for this day that you have made. Lord, we come as humble as we know how. Lord, we come, hallelujah, asking you tonight, oh God, to forgive us of our sins, oh God, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us tonight, Lord. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. So hallelujah, Lord, for we know, God, it's not about us, but it's about you, Lord, as we come together, praise God, into this place, glory to God, gathered in your name to worship you, glory to God, Lord, to worship you, to call upon your name, hallelujah, to lift you up, hallelujah, to glorify your name, glory to God, hallelujah, to glorify your name, hallelujah, your name, praise God, hallelujah, has power, your name, glory to God, your name, the submission of your name, praise God, hallelujah, bodies be healed, oh God, hallelujah, worries begin to go away, oh God, hallelujah, the submission of your name, deliverance come, glory to God, the submission of your name, glory to God, ways have already made, glory to God. Lord, and we praise your name tonight, hallelujah, because you're a great big God, hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for you to do. Glory to God, hallelujah, you can do the impossible. Lord, and we praise your name, oh God, for the blood of Jesus that covers us through the storm and through the rain, oh God, you brought us through. Lord, and we want to say thank you. God, Lord, we may lose some things, but God, you brought us through. God, Lord, and we want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, and we ask you tonight, oh God, remember, oh God, New Orleans. Remember Baton Rouge, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Mississippi, oh God, Alabama, high or far, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, for God, you are God of restoration. Lord, and we know, praise God, hallelujah. God, glory to God, they may lost cars, they may lost homes. Hallelujah, Lord, but we thank you, Lord, because they can be replaced. Hallelujah, but Lord, we thank you for bringing us through. God, you said in your word, you are refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. Lord, and we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, God. For Lord, we realize, oh God, hallelujah, we need you the more. God, hallelujah, every day, every minute, every hour, every second. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah, in our homes, in our schools, God. Hallelujah, in our nation today. God, hallelujah, remember our military men and women. Remember the families, oh God, that lost loved ones. In the name of Jesus, God, comfort them. Hallelujah, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, those children, oh God, the wives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wipe away every tear. God, in the name of Jesus. For Lord, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Glory to God, because if it had not been for you on our side, where will we be today? Lord, we thank you, Lord. What no goodness that we have done, but God, your grace and your mercy brought us through. God, and Lord, we come to say thank you, God. Lord, because if you don't do nothing else, Lord, you've already done enough. You've been our healer. You've been our deliverer, God. You've been our way maker, God. You've been our burden bearer, God. You've been, oh God, hallelujah, better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, God. In the name name of Jesus. And Lord, whatever we're struggling with, Lord, we ask you, God, to give us the strength to go through, oh God, because your word said, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, oh God. And we praise your name today, God, for every tongue, oh God, that rises up against us, hallelujah, shall be condemned. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise your name. Glory to God for the anointing of God that destroys every yoke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Heal today, God, in the hospitals, nursing homes. Oh, God, wherever the sick may be tonight, Lord, you able to meet them right where they are. Hallelujah, Lord, for the doctors that they done all they can do. But, Lord, we thank God, oh, God, for you. Hallelujah, because your word said, whose report are we going to believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. Oh, God, we praise your name for the anointing of God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, for the Holy Ghost power. God, we thank you today, God, because you're God, and beside you, God, there is no other, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory to God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, for being blood washed. We thank you today for being blood cleansed. We thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus, because your blood purifies, your blood deodorizes, your blood, oh God, hallelujah, is not contaminated. But God, we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Lord, let it spread abroad. Oh God, let it reach the highest mountain. Flow to the lowest valley. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise your name tonight for every listener. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, meet them right where they are tonight. In the name of Jesus, lift up, bow down heads. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your name, your name, your name, Jesus. Your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, God. Jehovah Rapha, God. We need it tonight. Oh, God, we need the healing tonight in the name of Jesus. Healing, oh, God, spiritually, God. Healing, oh, God, emotionally, God. Healing, oh, God, hallelujah, physically, God. Healing, oh, God, hallelujah, God. We need your healing tonight. We need your healing, God. Heal minds, heal hearts. Oh, God, heal bodies that are going through with COVID. Oh, God, even those that have the symptoms, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, let your blood wash. Wash it out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you for the miracles, oh, God, that you have performed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, without you, we are nothing. Touch that boy, that girl, that mom, that dad tonight. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, Lord, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, pulling on you tonight, hallelujah, pulling on you, Jesus, hallelujah, because more of you is what we need, glory to God, and we ask you tonight, Lord, hallelujah, remember Thaddeus Bradley tonight in a mighty way, God, her family, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, a mighty, mighty, mighty way, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, bless her going out and her coming in. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Rain down upon us as never before in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we praise you right now tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, have your way, Holy Ghost. Glory to God, Lord, bow, God, ask you to bless the message tonight and the messenger in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Have your way, God. Your healing power, your deliverance power, salvation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank you tonight. We love you tonight, oh, God. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you to hide us behind the cross. Oh, God, keep us, oh, God, under the shadows of the Almighty tonight. And, Lord, we will forever give you praise, honor, and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Somebody just shout glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say shout glory one more time. Glory! Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I feel much better now. Hallelujah. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. Glory to God. Amen. The song says the Holy Ghost is here right now. Yes, it is. The Holy Ghost is here right now. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Glory to God. Amen. But I feel it in the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's here. It's here. It's here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wherever the pain was at, glory to God, we speak it to be gone right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever you was worried about, amen, we speak it to be gone in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Hey, my. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, let me behave myself. Glory to God. But we just honor the Lord tonight for where He has brought us from to where we are now. Glory to God. Amen. We know the enemy is walking to and fro, seeking who he may devour, but God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody needs to shout, but God. Yes, 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 yes. But God made a way, amen, for you and our escape. But God. Hallelujah. Hey, my. Amen, amen. We're going to move right along. Praise God. Amen. I feel, amen, that God got something good for us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Again, I want to say we thank you. Glory to God. Amen. For being with us on tonight. For the Prayer News Network. Amen. It's a place that you really want to be. Glory to God. Amen. Continue to text your friend. Call them. Amen. Let them know. Come on over. Amen. We are here. Amen. Praising the Lord. Amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God, to go further into the service on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, amen, our own, amen, the visionary, amen, the host, glory to God, amen, to come tonight, amen, and she's going to, amen, serenade us tonight, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, I just love to hear her sing, amen, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, she's a worshiper, she's a praiser, glory to God, amen, she's a songstress, amen, she's a reacher, tonight, praise God, amen, she's all of that, praise God, amen, so we ask you, praise God, pray for her as she comes, amen, glory to God, amen, get with her, sing the song, praise the Lord with her tonight, praise God, amen, that's none other than, amen, our own, praise God, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, is going to embrace, amen, the platform today, praise the Lord tonight, glory to God.
Praise the Lord, woman of God, praise the Lord, people of God. You bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And as the woman of God said, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen. I'm excited about the word on tonight. And woman of God, even your glory to God going forth on tonight. Amen. That song dropped in my spirit in times like these. Amen. Because these are some treacherous times. Glory be to God, and surely, it's a very old hymn, but my God, if it's no more than true, that time is right now, amen. So just want to, on tonight, amen, bless the Lord, amen, if you would just bless the Lord with me on tonight, amen, as we go forth in song. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight. In time. Like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. like thee. We surely need a Savior in times like these. Right now we need an anchor. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we must be very sure. Glory to God. We must be very sure. Yeah. That our anchor holds and grips the solid, the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the one. This rock is Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the one. Oh, Zion, be very sure. Oh, glory to God. Right now, be very, very sure. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Oh, that's your echo. That your anchor holds and grip the solid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The solid rock. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Right where you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Just holler. Amen. That rock is Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure. We got to make very sure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That I anchor hold and grip. That's solid rock. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. For the. Amen. Glory to God. It's a beautiful song. Amen. A true song. Glory to God. In times like these, glory to God. Hallelujah. We need an anchor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And we're not going to hold you any longer. Praise God. Amen. Somebody said it's word time. Hallelujah, it's word time. Glory to God, amen. And we're going to, glory to God, hallelujah. Get ready, praise God, amen, to present to you, amen, and introduce to others, amen, glory to God, amen. Awesome, amen, woman of God, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, amen, she's no stranger to us. Hallelujah, amen, she will and can. Amen, glory to God, amen, minister the word of God. Amen. So as she prays, God, pray for her. As she come, glory to God, get your pencil and pad out. Amen. May want to jot down some nuggets. Glory to God. Amen. And it's another, praise God, is Pastor Sheila. Amen. Amin. Praise God from Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. All the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. As she come, amen, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You have the platform. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Truly, indeed, it is an honor to be back here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for everyone. And I just thank the Lord for that beautiful selection we just heard. Thank God for prayer. And I thank the Lord because God is truly a mighty God. And these are the days and times that we have to be sure of our stance. We have to know that our anchor holds and grips that solid rock. Oh, praise be to God. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and prepare for the Word of God and get your Bibles out. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And before I get into the scripture, I would like to ask my daughter, Evangelist Khadija, if she would sing a selection. At this time, Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
What a moment you have brought me to such a freedom. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. You have risen with all power in your head. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you, my past is over in you, all things are made new, surrendering my life to Christ, I'm moving, moving forward. Say you.
Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija, moving forward. Amen. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord, and we humble our hearts and our minds, oh, Lord, asking that you will look upon us with compassion. Lord, we pray right now that you will send forth your word. Lord Jesus, that you will minister to us through your word. Let your word have free course, O God, and let it reach every listener and be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. Have your way, and let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, let us go to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 1. I'd like to read verses 1 through 11, and also St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 22 through 36. Praise the Lord. I'll begin with Hebrews 11 and 1. And the Bible reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark up to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder is and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." And going over to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 22 through 36, verse 22 reads, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And when they were gone over, came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought to him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. I just thank God because of these passages of Scripture. Very enlightening, very encouraging. And I know we've heard, many of us have heard these Scriptures numerous times. And I could say of a truth that just reading the Word of God brings encouragement. Amen. It brings about more spiritual enlightenment. It opens our spiritual eyes that we can see further and deeper into the promises of God and the purpose that God has for us down here. So if you will pray with me for just a few moments as we go into the Scriptures, I would like to leave a title with you of Keep Moving Forward in the Lord. And the theme to focus on throughout this message would be, I'm moving forward by faith. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the Bible reads accordingly, now faith is the things that we hope for and the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, it is important for us to know that we live by faith. Hallelujah. We walk by faith. And we don't necessarily walk by sight when it comes to the spiritual walk of Christ. We live in the Spirit. Therefore, the just must live by faith. Praise the Lord. We have to put our trust in the Lord completely. And I find it necessary we, as the people of God, the believers of Jesus Christ, it is important for us to have strong faith in the Lord. Because when Jesus returns, he's looking to find faith on the earth. And if we don't work on our faith can become weak, it can dwindle, it can become very small, and it'll cause us to lose out with the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we see here in Hebrews, there are many examples of what happened through, and if you are unsure of your faith, now is the time to reassure your faith, reestablish your faith, build up your faith, hallelujah, in the Lord. Praise God. Faith is something that every believer needs to have. And along the way, we find that our faith is tried. And every time our faith is tried, we can see where we are to some degree. We can find that, Lord, I need you to increase my faith. Lord, I need you to help me with my unbelief. Oh, God, unbelief. Take away the doubt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to have a good report through faith. As we read through the many examples here, how Abel, he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain. And by this he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift And by this faith that he had, he being dead yet speaketh even now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Testimony that he pleased God. How did he please God? He pleased God by faith. And so going back to the thought of moving forward in the Lord, if our faith is not up to par, it can stop us from moving forward in the Lord. Glory to God. As the song was saying, I will declare my path is over. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. Your path can trip you up. Those unbelief and doubt can overtake you and trip you up. And so we have to really work on our faith and dig deep into the scriptures. Search the scriptures diligently and learn what it takes to build our faith in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going over to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, in this passage of scripture, just before the 22nd verse, Jesus had wrought miracle with two fish and five loaves of bread. Jesus took the fish and the bread and he began to pray over it, and he broke the bread and served it out, and 5,000 beside women and children were fed, and there were 12 baskets of fragments that were taken up. And so the Lord had wrought such a great miracle by feeding the 5,000 more than enough. Everyone who ate, they were filled. And there was so much more to go. So much abundance. And God will prove himself to us in the same manner. And so afterwards, the disciples, they were constrained by Jesus to get into a ship. And he constrained them and he instructed them to go before him over to the other side while he went and sent the multitudes away. Praise the Lord. Jesus had a certain purpose in mind when he told his disciples to get in that ship and to go on ahead of him. He wanted to get away to himself. And so after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart from everything and everyone else. He went there to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. So Jesus took some time to pray in the mountain. And this is what we have to do to build our faith in him. We have to get away from everyone, everything, and just shut everything down, praise the Lord, and steal away and help. Amen. Praise the Lord. I saw on my phone that the call failed. Praise the Lord. But I called back in. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm not sure where I left off, but I'll start back talking about the 22nd verse of St. Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As Jesus began to constrain his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him to the other side. He, in turn, went and sent the multitudes away. So Jesus wanted to take some time out to go into a mountain apart from everyone and everything else to pray. And this is necessary for us to build our faith. We need to work on building our faith as often as we can. And so the Lord, after sending all the multitude away and sending his disciples across to the other side in the ship, he was there alone and he began to pray. Meanwhile, back in the ship, it was out there in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Oh, glory be to God. But the Lord, he knew what was going on with his disciples, even though he was on the mountain praying. He was aware in the midst of the sea. And so in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Oh, praise the Lord. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. Oh, my Lord, they were so afraid because they saw this figure walking on the sea, and they took it to be a ghost or something scary. So they were filled with fear and began to cry, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." So immediately the Lord began to calm all of their fears. He began to put them at ease, even though the wind was contrary and the waves were bouncing the ship back and forth, and it seemed like they were in dire straits. Jesus was right there, and Jesus began to calm all of their fears. Oh, praise be to God. I know sometimes we are in situations that are kind of scary, or we have fear, or we are afraid, but the Lord knows how to calm those fears. And also, he knows how to soothe all of our doubts. Oh, praise the Lord. So Peter, he wanted extra assurance, and he began to answer the Lord, saying to him, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Praise the Lord. I just need to have this extra assurance. And this is also a part of building our faith in the Lord. We need to cry out to the Lord, and we need to ask God to help us to step out by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. So Jesus, he told Peter to come, and Peter, at the command of Jesus, he came down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. As long as Jesus is in front of us, we can take one step at a time. Oh, glory to God, and we can go to Jesus. And he's right there to see us through. But when Peter saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. So here comes fear again. Here, Peter no doubt wanted to go back into the ship, but he didn't see that he could keep moving forward to the Lord. Glory be to God. Jesus was right there in front of him. But he took his attention of moving forward to go to Jesus. And the wind, the boisterous wind, began to put fear in him. And therefore, his faith that he had began to dwindle and shrivel up. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why did you doubt? You were already walking on the water. You were already moving forward. All you have to do is declare right then and there that no looking back, but moving forward in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So we have to really work on our faith in the Lord and see to it that we don't end up in the same situation, sinking into the sea of doubtfulness, into the sea of unbelief, fear, drawback. We don't want to be found in that place. Hallelujah. But we want to make sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock, and that rock is Jesus. And he is the one who is going to help us to keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord had said this to Peter and got back into the ship. Praise the Lord. The wind ceased. All that contrariness and boisterousness of the sea and of the water, the wind, it ceased. Oh, hallelujah. God knows how to still the water. He knows how to calm the sea. Praise the Lord. We might be walking by faith. Amen. Not seeing where we're stepping, but having this confidence and total trust in the Lord. Time we leap, it's a leap of faith. We don't have to worry about where our feet are going to land because Jesus is the solid rock. Hallelujah. And as long as we are standing on Jesus, praise be to God, as long as we are built on this solid foundation, we cannot be moved. Oh, thank you, Lord. The sea cannot swallow us up. Amen. And something I thought about when I read concerning Peter when he began to sink. When a person gets on the water, I haven't seen anyone slowly go down in the water. But gravity pulls you immediately under the water. But in this case, he was walking on the water. It was faith that held him up. And so his faith didn't completely go away. It just went down a little. It dwindled a little. He still had faith. Therefore, he did not sink like a rock. Oh, praise be to God. So he just began to sink. And as he was sinking, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And so when we find that our faith is a little weak and we are sinking slowly, we can cry out to the Lord and ask, save us. And immediately he will stretch out his hand and catch us before we fall. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The enemy wants us to have doubt. The enemy wants us not to trust God. Oh, praise the Lord. But I want to encourage you tonight to keep moving forward in the Lord. Amen. And not only that, but make up your mind and declare that your past is over and let the devil know I'm moving forward by faith. I'm not going back, praise the Lord. My past cannot predict my future. My past cannot shape my future because my future is in God's hands. Oh, praise the Lord. And also, Jesus, he brought out something very important in the previous chapter of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. And around the latter portion of that chapter, around verse 53, this is where Jesus had finished with a whole bunch of parables that he had spoken. He wasn't in his own country at the time, but after he had gotten done in all those parables, he departed from that place. And when he had come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished. And they said, well, when has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Like, in other words, he's just the carpenter's son. He's just Mary's son. Isn't Mary his mother? Don't we know these people? And this is the problem, where people who you grow up with or have acquaintance with, have familiarity with, they have a tendency not to respect the God in you. They cannot see what God has done for you. And so one of those reports is how Abraham, he didn't know where he was going, but when the Lord spoke to him, he moved by faith, and he kept moving forward and never looked back. He went out from his kindred, glory be to God, and he trusted the Lord, and where God sent him, that's where he went. And he believed God and took God at his word. And I know it's a hard thing, but we have to give up family members and loved ones because they have such unbelief and such dishonor for what God has done in our lives. And they will never believe anything we say. Oh, praise be to God. But we sometimes have to move forward in the Lord by leaving everything and everyone else behind. Oh, praise the Lord. This is not to everyone, but God knows who he wants to leave their kindreds or loved ones or family members because of the ministry that he has placed or because of the promises he's made, the gift that he wants to give us. And we can miss out if we don't move forward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Jesus began to explain how these people were offended because Jesus came with this great wisdom and all these mighty works. They got offended because they saw this coming from Jesus who grew up around them. Oh, praise the Lord. And Jesus said in the 57th verse, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. So that's where you're going to have some problems. But I encourage you to keep moving forward in the Lord. Amen, and move by faith. And so the 58th verse tells us that he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Unbelief, doubt, all of this will stop the Lord from blessing where there are many blessings available. Even our unbelief or little faith can cause us to lose out on the abundance of blessings, how God wants to load us daily with benefits. He has so many things set aside for us, but we are losing out because we are not moving forward. Hallelujah. We're not taking these steps. We are not trying to see our way with the natural eye. Because if you are, you're getting nowhere. You're going nowhere. You're just standing still or going backwards. Praise the Lord. But you must live by faith. You must have faith in order to please God. Praise the Lord. And when Jesus had arrived in the land of the Gennesaret, when he got there, people that had knowledge of him, they began to spread the word. And they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto Jesus all that were diseased. Everybody who had diseases, sicknesses, ailments, whatever it was, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. They didn't ask him to lay hands on them. They didn't ask him to pray long prayers over them. But all they wanted to do by faith is just touch the hem of his garment. And as each one moves forward to touch that garment, the Bible says as many as were made perfectly whole. Oh, praise be to God. This is how we are going to receive the entire package that God has prepared for us in this world and in the world to come. Praise the Lord. It's going to take faith. So this is why we have to constantly work on building our faith in the Lord. Amen. And how do we do that? We have to fast and pray. We have to trust the Lord. Oh, against all odds, when everything is stacked up against you, when everything looks grim, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, hallelujah. Tame your trust in the Lord. You don't give up, but you keep looking to the Lord. You keep on believing. Oh, hallelujah. You keep on waiting patiently until your breakthrough comes. You still walking on the water. When the winds start blowing, when the waves are tossing high, you keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. And you keep your faith in the Lord and take every step by faith. Keep moving forward in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I thank God for his precious word. And I pray that you have gained something from the word of God, something that you can apply to your life today. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe you've been experiencing many trials and tribulations and like feeling like you're in a sea and you're sinking. But Jesus is right there. He's right there to scoop you up, to keep you from falling. Oh, praise the Lord. He's right there. But do like Peter did. If it seems like you're going down and you're about to go under, you can't stay afloat. Cry out to the Lord. Call him by name. Jesus, save me. Oh, hallelujah. And he'll be there immediately. Shout his hand. And he will catch you. He will not let you fall. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for all of you. And it's an honor, like I stated earlier, to be ministering on the Prayer News Network Global. And at this time, I would like to extend the invitation to anyone who would like to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, willing to move forward in the Lord, willing to take these steps by faith. Amen. If you draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to you. But you need to make the first step. As Jesus was out there on the sea, Peter asked permission to come to the Lord, and the Lord said, come. Oh, yes. And Peter began to draw nigh to Jesus, and Jesus was right there for him, right there immediately to keep him from falling. So if you, the Lord will rush to you, but you have to make the first move. Whoever you are listening tonight, if you're ready to give your life to Jesus, he's right here bidding you to come, hands outstretched, reaching to you, bidding you to come tonight. Praise the Lord. Maybe you started on your way and something is hindering you, something keeps getting in the way of your mind that you're just going to keep moving forward. You're just not going to let this, whatever it is, get in your way or stop you. But you will declare that your past is over. You're tired of living the way you're living, doing the things you're doing. You're tired of sinning against God. And you're ready to repent and ask God to forgive you of all of your sins. Hallelujah. But when you come to the Lord, you must believe that he is. You got to believe that he is. And also that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So I want to encourage you to trust God tonight with your life. Put your life in his hands. Praise the Lord. And you will never regret this move tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. And maybe there's somebody who has a sickness or disease that they have been struggling with and just needing healing, needing to be made perfectly whole. I'm here to tell you that you can have that good report if you're willing to trust the Lord and put your faith in him. Praise the Lord. By faith, you obtain a good report. And you'll be able to tell your testimony of how God healed you. Oh, praise the Lord. And made you whole, perfectly whole, with nothing, no residual, nothing, no symptoms, nothing left, but just completely made whole. Because God can do everything. There is nothing too hard for God. And you really need to think about what faith can do. That little bit of faith, that small amount of faith about the size of a grain of mustard seed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is all you need. Just a measure of faith, the size of a grain of mustard seed. And God will do great and mighty things for you and in your life. You can just apply that faith and keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, if you desire to give your life to Jesus and you want to acknowledge that you are a sinner and you want the Lord to forgive you and you want to request prayer openly, this is your opportunity. You can press *6 and come over on the platform and acknowledge this night that you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Is there one who is ready to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Is there one tonight? If you are not ashamed and you're ready to give your life to Jesus, this is your opportunity. Is there one? Glory be to God. Will there be one tonight? Just one who is willing. If you don't want to say it openly, and you're listening and you right there where you are, in your heart, just acknowledge that you are a sinner and you want God to forgive you of all of your sins. And we're going to pray for you that the Lord will forgive your sins and take them away and that he will save you. Praise the Lord, that he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. And if there is someone who has a special petition that you would like us to petition God for on your behalf, this is your opportunity to come over on the platform and make your petition known. Is there one tonight who has a special petition that you want us to pray to God for? This is your chance. You can come over on the platform now. Star 6.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Hello. Praise the Lord. God bless
hey,
you.
Hey, my name is Belinda Rupp. I'm calling from Alabama. I'm standing in prayer for me and my children, Jeremiah and Shekinah Rump. And then I got more kids, Joseph Carlisle and Jonathan Carlisle.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I got two, Devante Rump and Hakeem Turner.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there another who has a special prayer request or petition that you want us to pray on your behalf? Is there another? Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Thank God for the message and thank God for you. This is Sister Janie, and I'm calling in for prayer for the Brown family and the Smith family. They lost their daughter and their niece to COVID on yesterday. So we're asking prayer for that family and for those other families that are dealing with the same thing. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Pray for me and my family. That's God.
Amen. And is there another? Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a special prayer petition?
Praise the Lord, woman of God. God bless you tonight. We
praise
really
the Lord.
The word on tonight. Amen. That word was right on time for where we are right now. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We receive it. We receive it in faith on tonight, believing God shall perform it. Amen. And I just wanted to, amen, put Mother Reed, amen, on the prayer list as well as Mother Hogues, if we could remember them on tonight in prayer, that all would be well with them and that the Lord would strengthen them in this hour.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is
amen.
There another?
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Mother, this is Sister Jane again. And Alice Milliner is asking for prayer tonight.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Alice Milliner, Alice Blackman is asking for prayer tonight.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Is there another? Praise be to God.
Woman of God,
let us remember
the children on tonight as well. So many, many children are going back into the schools and contracting COVID. So we really want to remember them in prayer as well. I just can't even imagine as children what they must be thinking, what they must be going through in these times. So let's pray for them. Pray for their minds. Pray for their hearts as well, because these are truly some trying times.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those petitions. Any other petitions as we prepare to go to the Lord in prayer? If not, let us turn our hearts and minds toward God, putting aside everything else and just focus directly on the Lord.
Yes, God.
And for those of you who are desiring to be saved, just repent and ask the Lord to forgive you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, we come before you right now. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Oh, Lord, we call upon your holy name because we know, God, that you are the God of heaven, and you created us, Lord. You made us, and you know us by name. Oh, Lord God, we petition you tonight on behalf of everyone who came over on the platform and made their request known in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you were listening to every prayer petition. Oh, my God, we pray right now, Lord, that you will visit each and every name that was called.
Jesus.
Lord, one by one and name by name.
Yes,
Jesus. Jesus, you know the need, oh, God, and you know just what to do.
Yes.
Look on the family members one by one, Lord. Save, God, deliver them in the name of Jesus, oh, precious Savior. Look on the mothers, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Keep them well and strengthened, Lord, according to your holy will.
In the name of Jesus.
We know that you're able, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We need divine intervention right now, Lord.
Jesus.
Look on our children, oh God,
yes,
as they return to school, Lord Jesus. You know the situation that they face day by day. Lord, go into the schools and let your holy angels be encamped round about the children. Keep them in your protection, Lord. And those who are sick, Lord Jesus, you have the power to raise them up in the manner that the people of Gennesaret came by and touched the hem of your garment. Lord, we reach out the hem of your garment tonight, believing for healing, oh, blessed Savior. We ask you to move by your power. Move in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look on the bereaved family tonight. We pray, Lord, for comfort and for consolation. Lord, we pray right now that you will uphold every family that's suffering, oh God, that's grieving and in pain from their loss. Lord, only you can ease that pain. Oh, Lord God, only you can help them through this difficult time. We're asking you, Lord, to please visit those families and be close to them. Oh, Lord God, help them right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord. We pray, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere.
Yes.
That you will give somebody a little more time to repent of their sins. Oh, my God, time to turn from their ways. Oh, God, help them. Give them the mind to be saved. Give them a mind to do your will in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Please, my God, we need mercy. We're down here, Lord, where iniquity is abounding, where the love of many has already waxed cold. And we need you, Lord, to preserve us and to keep us. Help us, Lord, to endure. Help us, oh my God, with our faith, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen our faith, to build our faith, oh God. Help us, oh Lord, give us strong faith. Take away doubt. Take away unbelief. Take away the drawback spirit in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord, to move forward in you. Full glory to your name, Lord. We are waiting on you, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We are asking you, please, to have mercy. We are needing you, oh God, to stop by for just a little while in the name of Jesus, to cover us, oh Lord, under your blood. Keep us and preserve our minds, oh Lord Jesus. And the little children, oh God, look on the little ones. Lord Jesus, they are the future church. We're praying, God, that you'll preserve their minds. Don't let the enemy destroy their minds, oh God. Don't let them be filled with darkness and wickedness. But, Lord, keep them preserved and set apart for your divine use in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. But, Lord, we believe that even before we called you, you already answered our prayer. And we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing our cry. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for comfort and for restoration. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings of the family, Lord. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for increasing our faith. We thank you for helping us to stand, Lord. We thank you for taking us through, oh God, when things look so grim and we can't see our way. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for providing the way for us and taking us by the hand, leading and guiding us. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, ever have your way in our lives. Help us to yield to you, oh God, and to your will. No matter what things may look like, Peter saw the boisterous water, the waves rising up, and he saw the contrary wind and the boisterous wind. He lost a little faith, and he began to sink. But he cried out to you, Lord, and you were right there. And sometimes we feel that we are sinking, oh God. We are crying out to you this night, asking you to save us. Save us, Lord. Deliver us, oh God. Come to our rescue, Lord. If you don't come to our rescue, we will be lost. We need you, Lord. Please help us. We are waiting on you, and we bless your holy name. Oh, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will have your way and that you will continue to strengthen us. Help us, Lord, to minister and to do your will. Lord, continue to bless this great ministry. Lord, let it grow and let it prosper even the more. Let it reach more souls. Cause more to call in and to listen in, to go online. Oh, Lord God, let the word be spread out across the nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember those over in Afghanistan where much suffering, wars, so much is going on. Have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy and in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, God. We thank you for your touch We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We believe, Lord, that we have the petitions that we requested in this prayer. And we praise your name, O God. We lift you up and we magnify you, Lord, for you are worthy of all praises. We honor you tonight, O God, and we bless your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you will continue to bless us, Lord. And if there's anything that we should have mentioned in this prayer that was not mentioned, you know about it, Lord. You know about that silent request, that unspoken request, oh, God, and we pray that you will grant it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, thank God for you. Thank God for all things, and may the Lord continue to bless you. At this time, the platform is back over to Evangelist Bob. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What an awesome word tonight. Amen. Anointed. Amen. All I can just say is just Jesus. Jesus, 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 hallelujah, amen, such, amen, a word that soaks in, and glory to God, much needed, amen, to let us know, praise God, hallelujah, we're moving, praise God, amen, by faith, glory to God, amen, can't see your way, glory to God, amen, but keep moving, by faith, glory to God, amen, but we thank God tonight for the word that has went forth, amen, that encourage us, praise God, to let us know whatever it looks like, just keep moving, just keep moving, glory to God, amen, there's a light at the tunnel, glory to God, just keep moving, don't look back, glory to God, amen, we praise the Lord, tonight, don't know about you, amen, but I feel like pressing my way tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, thank God for the prayer on tonight, amen, and amen, the request that came in, glory to God, amen, just know, praise God, amen, just know, praise God, amen, hallelujah, look for the results, glory to God, amen, but just keep moving, amen, we praise the Lord tonight again, amen, for the message and the messenger on tonight, amen, I want you to know that we have numbers, praise God, where you can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, a divine word, glory to God, a right now word, hallelujah, we need it, glory to God, amen, we need it, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, I should get your pencil, your pad, praise God, amen, and give you this number, amen, to get, praise God, a copy, amen, of the word on tonight, amen, you won't find this on Amazon. Glory to God, you can't find this in a Walmart, glory to God, whatever section, you won't find this, glory to God, only on the PNN Prayer News Network, praise God, glory to God, amen, somebody said, who wouldn't serve a God like this, hallelujah, amen, so we're going to ask you, praise God, amen, to be ready, amen, get ready to give you the number, amen, so where you can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight, amen. The number is 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. Or 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. To get a copy, amen, of the broadcast on tonight, amen, and once you get it, amen, pass it around, praise God, share the word, glory to God, that's what it's about, sharing the word, praise God, amen, somebody said a song, amen, in times like these, amen, what time, dark time, glory to God, perilous time, glory to God, crying time, giving up time, amen, people are going through, amen, and what a word, amen, that they need to hear. Praise God. If we can help somebody along this way, amen, the song said, then our living won't be in vain. Amen. Let's help somebody, praise God. Glory to God. Amen. To hear a word. Amen. To let them know, praise God, on tonight. Glory to God. We're moving by faith. Hallelujah. We're not looking backward, but we're moving by faith. Glory to God. Amen. I want to say that we sure appreciate you tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we just thank God for, again, our speaker. Amen. Pastor Sheila Amin. Amen. And your daughter, praise God. Amen. We enjoyed her tonight. Amen. Father and mother, amen. Tag teaming tonight. Amen. It's beautiful. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. And also, our host, amen. My voice is going out. Amen. But our host, praise God, Evangelist Bradley, we appreciate you tonight. Amen. We love you. Amen. We're continuing to pray for you. Praise God. Amen. On tonight, Mother Reed. Amen. And all the others. Amen. Minister Host, praise God, just send the message. Praise God, amen. All of you, praise God, amen. Continue, amen, to be encouraged. Amen. To let us know, praise God, this too will pass. Better days ahead. You may not believe it, but better days are ahead. Praise God, amen. And remember, get a copy of the message on tonight. Glory to God, amen. Move it by faith, amen. And we praise the Lord tonight for our speaker, amen. I ask you to go with me tonight, praise God. And let's pray for our speaker on tonight. Our Father, our God, we thank you tonight for the word that has gone forth tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we yet will continue, God, to move forward in you, praise God, amen, and walking by faith and not by sight, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you to order our footsteps tonight, oh God. Keep us, oh God, in your perfect will. Glory to God. We show God, Lord, to restore her, revive her, renew her. God, put back everything in her, oh God, that she have gave out to your people. Double tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless her family. Bless her going out, her coming in. God, meet every need in her life today. And Lord, we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And on tomorrow night, come back on tomorrow night, praise God, at 9, amen, p.m. Glory to God, amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to open up the line, that you get a praise out. Praise God, amen. I know you're ready, you're ready, you're ready. Glory to God, amen. Continue to encourage somebody. Lift them up, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. We want to say we thank you.
Thank you.
To all of our listeners, thank you. Come back on tomorrow night. Join us, amen. Same place. Same time, amen, on the Prayer News Network. God bless you, amen, until tomorrow night. God bless you.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.